There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Halfway home on a Wednesday, Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. What a incredible morning it's been so far. Super fired up. Great win last night. Great win the night before. San Diego Padres play a little bit better baseball, a lot more inspired baseball, certainly. And it's been a joy to watch the last couple nights. Hopefully keep it rolling today. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And, gentlemen, we have a very special guest in studio. Look at this guy. All the way from Japan. He's back in town. Our NIL-sponsored athlete from San Diego State, now a professional golfer, Steve Sugimoto. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Not the best circumstances.
No, so tell everybody what's going on with your pro career right now.
I was able to play the first tournament of the year.
Yep.
And then hurt my hand and wrists during the weekend after I made the cut. And haven't played golf since. So
at all?
Yeah. Had a stress fracture in my hand, a hook of the hamate bone, and then tendonitis in my wrist.
Did you punch something out of anger, frustration?
No, I think it's just overuse.
Didn't shank a drive and punch the golf cart.
Yeah.
Just because you're a Padres fan doesn't mean you have to mimic all of their injuries with wrists and tendonitis and stress reactions and fractures.
Yeah. They mimic me.
Yeah, 100%, man. I'm bummed to hear that news. How are you holding up? It's got to be tough. Because I know when it happened, you were still in Japan.
Yeah.
And you're like sitting there rotting, not being able to do the thing that you came there to do.
Yeah, I was in... So I have my own apartment in Japan.
Yeah.
And I was losing my mind. I have nothing to do, no friends there. I have some family there, but I was losing my mind. Bought a PS5, playing MLB The Show every day.
Every day.
Yeah, and taking walks by myself.
Can you putt? Could you putt?
No, it was like painful to even putt, so I couldn't even grip anything for a while. Now I'm getting my strength back in my hand, but...
Was your left hand?
It's my left hand, yeah.
Oh, man. So yes. Gnarly. Yeah, golfers' hands are really everything, dude.
How fired up were you for fellow Aztec Xander Schauffele to finally get his first major at the PGA Championship last month?
I'm going to be honest. I was streaming through a VPN because I wanted to hear the American broadcast. I wanted to hear like Jim Nance and everything. I for sure cried.
Oh, like, yeah. I did, too.
I, like, sobbed.
Oh, you were sobbing?
I was, like, so happy for him. Like... Because, you know, like, he had so many, he comes close so many times.
So many times.
Yeah. And you grew up with him, pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys talk, and your friends and your brother and he are really tight. And,
yeah.
It was an incredible, incredible moment. You went to the same college. I mean, it just, it all makes sense.
And your reaction to Rory missing the putts at the U.S. Open down the stretch. As a pro golfer, just how ill does that make you feel to see that?
I have, like, no words. Like,
that was awful. It was,
you just can't miss those.
You can't miss those. If you're him.
I know how hard it is.
Yeah, listen, if it's you, rookie, and it's Bryson DeChambeau, and it's Sunday,
yeah,
you miss him, I get it. I go, you know what?
The one on 18 was a twister.
Even then, right.
The other one, though, you can't miss that, but...
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that broke my heart was his reaction to Bryson making that putt to win. And, like, I haven't experienced it up to that level, but, like, you know, like, you messed up and then you let someone else leapfrog you, and then it's just the worst feeling ever.
Somebody texted me the other day after you posted that video. You were at the Padres game the other night and you said, just got the notification Jerickson Profar is about to walk this game off. Somebody texted me and said, you guys literally could not have picked a better athlete to sponsor on Ben and Woods.
My man
Steve
was in the house
Sugimoto.
Last night, too.
Yeah, you were in the house.
You better be going today.
You got to go today.
Got tickets? Did someone have tickets for Steve if he doesn't have them today?
Like, you have to go.
I mean,
I was looking at tickets, but unfortunately, I have rehab for my hand. I have treatment.
Rehab can wait. I was going to give you some flash money to, like, get some beers and stuff. Like, I got you.
Maybe I can go for an hour.
Yes.
I mean, you just got to get in the building at some point.
That's all we need,
man. And then get what you get done.
Do we need
them
at the beginning or the end?
You need some flash money? I'll give you some flash money, dude. If you're strapped for cash, I'll give you like $40 to get
Jay in the chat's got a ticket for you if you need it. So
I mean, I haven't been able to make any money on the course. So.
Bro, I'll give you my media pass. Just wear it around your neck. Nobody's going to know the difference. You should see the picture of me.
I'm basically like you. Like,
you're basically like me. Yeah. I mean, the picture of me.
You're identical twins.
It's so bad.
Essentially identical.
Just use it and walk in, and I'll take the heat if it comes right back my way. He's up in the press. He's up in the press box.
You're both named Steve.
You're both named Steve.
What more do you need?
They don't even look, man. They really don't even look. You know, he's up in the press box, just sitting up there eating out of the soft serve machine, like just eating all the snacks and stuff. Just remember, you can't cheer in the press box, which is why I don't sit there. So, man, it's good to have you in town. Great to be here, to have you here with us. We love you, and obviously, get that hand ready, man. Get that hand better.
Yeah, hopefully I'm back in a few weeks, but really I'm not going back until my hand's 100%.
I got like a dad question for you.
Yeah.
So, is playing PlayStation with a bad hand the best idea?
I mean,
you can't putt, then you shouldn't be able to play a PlayStation, says Dad over here.
You're Bo, and I'm me.
You can't do your chores, then.
Yeah, so how's the hand? That hurts a little bit. Okay, are you playing PlayStation? Yeah. How's the hand? Is that the best thing you could do?
That's a tough question.
It is a tough question.
I had a brace on for a while.
Okay.
Like, I had a cast and everything.
That's fair.
Go all Texas A&M. I understand why you have to ask that question.
That's
a selfish question.
It's a fair question.
But I valued my mental health over
It's true. Mental
my
health
physical
is
health.
Very, very important. And as long as you don't put too much strain on it.
Yeah.
You're a righty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I broke my elbow in college and had to learn how to do everything left-handed. And it was a nightmare. And I do mean everything.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah, try to go to the bathroom with your left hand. Try that today. It's just a fun experiment. Try to do that today. It's super cool. Or really anything else. Try to eat a meal with your left hand and a fork. My whole summer I was in a cast, a hard cast. It was terrible.
I didn't know I was getting the hard questions today.
Yeah.
I broke my arm when I was in third grade, my right arm. I'm right-handed. Everything I did was with my right hand. For like 3 months, I had a teacher's aide with me all day, every day, wrote your answers. I just dictated. It was outstanding.
It was not
bad at all.
God, if I had money, I would have a professional dictator walk around with me.
Take a note.
That is amazing.
Paul, you've been eligible to have your cast removed for the last 2.5 months. I don't know. I still feel like I need it.
Matt says it's rehab playing PlayStation. Listen, I have no problem with it.
I agree.
I just want you to you know, do what's in the best interest of you. And if that's what you feel you need to do, playing video games, then that's fine by me.
Yeah. I mean, the doctor just told me to rest. Like,
just rest.
It's the only thing you can do.
That's rest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. It's mostly right hand dominant anyway.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm pressing the buttons with the.
Yeah, you're good. You're
just
fine.
Holding
it's just a dad. Listen, I'm a dad. This is what dads do. They like to bust balls. They like to tell you that you're not doing things the right way. This is how we do it.
Want to open up our phone lines. We got the next 20 minutes or so before Brett Boone joins us at the bottom of the hour. 833-288-0973 if you want to call in. 8973. Potters are going for a 6-1 homestand today. Remember the narrative used to be, well, this team can't win at home, especially can't win at home at night. I believe last night was their 8th consecutive night home victory after they started the season some like insane 3-18 or something in home night games. So they've kind of turned one narrative on its head. Of course, the last road trip turned the other narrative that they were playing well on the road. And they've got a tough another East Coast trip to Boston and Texas coming up in their last road trip here of the first half of the season coming up. So you'd really like to build up another win if you can and get that sweep and get to 3 games above 500 again. Not that that's, you know, too far away from the 500 mark, but you get that opportunity this afternoon. Let's go out to the phones. We got our friend Baseball Nick is here. Good morning, Nick.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy birthday. Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you, pal.
What a game last night.
What?
Huh? So fun.
What a game.
You know, I thought it was funny. The whole thing with the umpires giving warnings and not tossing, it reminded me of the Terry Collins mic'd up ejection.
So
when
good.
Syndergaard threw behind Utley. And the whole, our ass is in the jackpot if we don't do something there.
Yep. You know? 100%.
How come these umpires' asses aren't in the jackpot? They know the history. They're not dumb. They were there last night.
It's a good question, man. It's a good question, yeah. And it's something that you know seems to be lacking sometimes from baseball. And you know, I said on the show yesterday that really, if you wanted to really get out ahead of the whole thing last night, who was their leadoff hitter last night? Was C.J. Abrams? Was he their leadoff hitter?
Yeah.
I mean, if the only thing to do there, if you really want, if you know it's coming, and you're just going to take the bull by the horns, so to speak, if you're out of major, the only thing you can do there. The best strategy is to just dot CJ Abrams right in the leg, right in the hip. That's it. And from then, he's going to get pissed, run down to first. The winker's going to come out of the dugout. You know, everybody's Davey Martinez is going to lose his mind. Warning. So now you've taken the power away from the Nationals. It's how you grab the power. And they did not do that. Did not choose to do that. And you know, we all saw how it transpired.
Nick, thank you for the call, and I didn't know it was his birthday.
Yeah, it's his birthday today.
Congratulations on the Tier 1 championship this week as well.
Yeah,
buddy.
Thank you.
I do think it is ironic that both teams get the warning at the same time. So one team always gets the chance to act, and then the other team doesn't get a chance to respond.
That's exactly
right,
it's
an inherent inequity.
It very much is.
A rookie pitcher out there who's like now afraid to pitch on the inside half of the plate.
Well, and
that sucks.
And a rookie pitcher with control issues as well. I know he only walked one last night, so he dialed that in pretty well for Adam Major. But, yeah, man, like taking that away from the home team there is pretty unfortunate. So I love too after Davey Martinez was talking about, you know, how they did it the right way. We thought this was a good way to let Jurickson know that we're not gonna stand for that stuff, right?
Without injuring
anyone. So here it goes. He says right here, "It was nothing crazy," Ruiz said. "We're just having a conversation about what he did yesterday. It was nothing really crazy. Just to let him know, and he knows, he didn't do good yesterday. That was it. We didn't want to hit him because that's bad for him. He's having a good season. But I just feel like I got to let him know he's got to show us respect."
Maybe just do it in an email before the game.
Yeah, perhaps. maybe a text or something. So, yeah, man, it was.
There's a performative aspect of Keibert Ruiz standing in front of a sold-out stadium.
Correct.
Standing right in front of a player who's having an all-star season and like tapping him and putting his, you know, hand on his shoulder. He wanted to be seen by his teammates, by Nationals fans, doing that. It wasn't, that was what he wanted. Not a, you know, behind. You could have handled it in the tunnels. You could have talked about it behind the scenes if you wanted
to. Could have talked about it at spring training
but
next
he,
year, man.
He
whatever.
Wanted to put like, on a show, a performative show, that he was doing something about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Ben, when you're a negative war catcher, you have to make your value known any way you can. And again, it sounded like it went over really well. He was praised by his manager last night. Certainly, he said, Pete Martinez said, where the hell is it? I just had it. Oh, he said, boys will be boys. You end up playing baseball, but come boys on. Will be boys. It's part of the game. Some words were said. We got out there and played baseball after that. We just got to come back and go 1-0 tomorrow. But yeah, so again, it was very performative. It's a good point that you make by Keibert Ruiz. And like I said, when you're a negative value catcher, you have to provide value somewhere, and that was it.
All right, let's go to Mike. You're next up here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, boys?
How we doing, buddy?
Long time.
Yeah.
Dude,
you were there.
Recovering.
You were there.
I was.
Oh, I'm so
I was.
Jealous.
You want to know? I'm going to bring some levity to the conversation, though, because I was not in my seat during the first inning. I was at Borden Brew getting my wife a sandwich because it was the first time she had gone to the game with me in probably a year, and I was in Borden Brew. But, yeah, that's how my night went. And then, all that happened. But good on Profar. I love my Padres. This team is a lot of fun to watch. And just when, I text you a lot, Woods, and just when I think that I want to give up on Manny, the way he acted as a leader last night was absolutely incredible. And he needs all the credit in the world for being a captain. And, it's hard sometimes when a guy's not producing, but last night he came through in more ways than one. So have a good day, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
I mean, again, when he walked up, and it wasn't like I'm going to put my hand in front of you and, like, back you up. It was he grabbed the dude's protector and was like, get away. Get away. Like, you're not going to do this right now. I mean, that's what made the hair on my arm stand up. Obviously, the home run is just spectacular, and that's what you dream of. But, man, when he walked up and then, yanked him away. Then, did you see the little side-by-side? Manny talking to Keibert Ruiz. Head down. Keibert had his head down. Manny was giving him the business. Like, bro, you don't do that to him. You don't do that. Like, and then you saw Keibert Ruiz go, my bad. You could see it. He mouthed it. My bad. Like, he talked to him like a veteran does. And so, great leadership for our team, but also like great leadership for another baseball
player.
Even
when it all
player.
Started, like yes. Manny got in there real quick
it
in the on-deck circle,
man.
Split them up, let Ruiz know, don't put your hands on him, and then that home run was just...
By the way, Mike's not the only one who missed it. Mike Schilt said it happened so fast between his ejection and the home run, and even though it's only a short walk between the Padres dugout and the clubhouse and his office, he said... I was actually still walking up the steps, and I heard everyone going crazy, and I knew something must have just happened, but he actually did not get to see the Manny Machado home run because he had not made it back to the clubhouse in his office yet to turn on the television to watch it. So
I can't wait to talk to Schilt on Friday.
833-288-0973 if you want to join us. I also want to hear from the Jurickson Pro. We have the Jurickson Pro for our postgame audio, so we can get to that as well coming up. Don't go anywhere. More Padres talk on the way on a very fun Wednesday morning here with Ben and Woods back after traffic here at 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, disaster averted. We're getting Steve Sugimoto to the game so he can go 3-for-3 in this series with amazing walk-off videos and unbelievable fireworks last night at Petco Park. The only problem is that eventually, you know, he's going to have to go back to Japan. And if they keep winning every single game that he's there, we'll run into a problem later in the season. We'll have to fly you back for the playoffs from Japan.
What is more important, his golf career or the San Diego Padres winning?
Good point. It's a good point.
You've got to weigh things sometimes. You've got to make decisions.
So last night, our Sam Levitt had a chance to get a post-game comment. Was it post-game comments with Sammy?
No, this was with Annie.
This was Annie.
In the clubhouse.
That's right. Annie was in the clubhouse. Good for Annie. Doing some good work here, getting some Jurickson and Profar comments, because it was Manny who did the post-game interview.
Yeah.
But Jurickson, everyone wanted to hear from him, and Annie got some audio. This is Jurickson after the game in the Padres clubhouse.
Jurickson, it's been a pretty exciting 24 hours, 48. How satisfying was it to be able to hit that grand slam tonight?
Oh, it was good. It was good to get the win.
Yes. What can you share with us about what happened at that home plate?
Nothing, man. I don't care about those stuff, always. You know, I like to play baseball. That's me. I don't care about those stuff.
Did it surprise you that something is being said right from the get-go?
To know? Like, you know, yesterday after that celebration, they told me that there were players upset. You know, I didn't even know about them. But, you know, it is what it is. Who cares? I don't really care about those stuff.
And then you get hit after all that goes on. I mean, did any thought of it being intentional? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't care. I think my own base percentage. Yes.
What did you think when Manny hit the home run? What was the emotion?
I love it. You know, it shows the things that we have in this clubhouse, man. We have a really good team, and we got each other's back.
There's no better response than just coming out and winning games when stuff like that's going on.
Yeah, yes.
What did Ruiz say to you?
He didn't like the celebration yesterday. Like I said, they told me that he was one of them talking top step, you know, and then Vargas, I think, and then Winker. But and had no idea, you know.
Did Winker say something to you too before the first AB?
Yeah, but it wasn't. He just said good swing yesterday.
Just to clarify.
There is no way.
I think Jurickson's a pretty
he's
upfront,
awesome.
Genuine guy. And when he says, I didn't even realize anything that was going on here.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone had a problem with it. It tells me that his celebration from two nights ago was extremely just authentic and fan-driven, and he wasn't trying to show anybody up. I don't think there's like a malicious bone in Jurickson's body. There's a lot of competitive bones in his body, but I don't think there's like the malicious take offense sort of thing. He just was fired up and wanted to show it for everybody. And yeah, he said, I felt disrespected when they intentionally walked. I mean, we gave the stats. He's been insane with the bases loaded. So yeah, I felt a little disrespected, but he wasn't necessarily going out and trying to embarrass the Washington Nationals because of that.
Next time you piss me off, I'm just going to say good swing yesterday.
Good swing.
Yeah, you'll know. No, good swing yesterday. That means you're in the doghouse, the Woods doghouse. I love it. What a player, what a person. You know, that's obviously the right attitude to have. I don't care. Play baseball, man. I came to play baseball. And I think his track record speaks for itself. Yeah, man, he's in the mix a lot. You know what he is? He's a walking epitome of do no harm, take no S, right? Which is one of my favorite sayings ever. Do no harm, but take no S. That's literally that guy. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to do anything, you know, ridiculous. Probably not going to get in your face, but he's not going to take your guff, man, at all. How could you possibly hate that guy? The big smile on his face, plays hard, like playing through injuries. It's incredible.
So we got Brett Boone coming up, but I want you to think this over because it's going to be a roundtable topic tomorrow as well. Do you go and try to sign Jurickson Profar to an extension? And if so, what are you comfortable with from a Padres perspective in trying to lock up Jurickson beyond this season? Think about that, and we'll get back to that at some point, and we'll definitely talk about it in the roundtable. We got Brett Boone, though, joining us next. He had some thoughts on last night's game as well. Our Big League Wednesday continuing when we return with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Got Brett Boone joining us on a Big League Wednesday. He will talk to us right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we're joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports each week. And Woods, what makes the baseball so great is you can take the same situation and everyone can have a different view on it.
Yeah.
We had Adam Jones on earlier, and he said he thought the umpires were correct not to eject Mackenzie Gore in that situation. Didn't think it was intentional. Why would he throw down at his feet? But if I was following his Twitter timeline correctly last night, Brett Boone thinks a little more like us, that it was almost a mandatory ejection that didn't happen. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Bank. No, not think like us. We think like the correct side of the ledger.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, Adam Jones, I love you. But at that point, it's not about intent. It's not about intent. When you're warned, and you're a big pitcher. And to be honest with you, I looked at the pitch. It didn't look like he meant to hit it. It looked like he was about to win $1 billion. And they said, the only thing you can't do is hit him. And he hit him. That's my reaction. But at that point, this is the big leagues. It doesn't matter. You were warned 7 seconds ago.
Right.
You were not to hit the man in question on top of it. And you drill him. So it doesn't matter in that particular situation. It doesn't matter. You're out of the game. Period. Whether you meant to drill him or not, it doesn't matter. I just warned you. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I think it was ours too. And yeah, listen, I mean, if rules are rules and you're going to hand out warnings, I mean, right. It's like, Brett, you're a dad. I mean, how does that go over? Don't
yes,
do that.
I am
you do
Woody.
It.
I am a father.
Yeah, and you know, hey, don't do that. or you're going to get in trouble. And then they do it, and you're like, oh, never mind. I don't think you meant to do it. It doesn't matter. Like, the rules are the rules.
I'll tell you, it's like the back and forth with, you know, this game I played for so long. It's like, at a certain point, you know, hey, he didn't mean to hit you. Well, there's been three or four hit batters. At that point, it doesn't matter whether he meant to hit you. We are going to square this up. And sometimes I was the one that was going to wear one. And it's like, I understand that pitcher doesn't want to hurt me. There's not a personal thing between pitcher and myself, but it's just how we even the score. It's like being out in the wild. You know, it's like, this is how nature takes care of things.
Yeah.
Well, our nature in the big leagues, this is how we take care of things. And it's an eye for an eye, always has been, always will be. It's a little bit different now because the umpires get more involved in a more swift sense. But at the end of the day, you're going to take care of business. And yesterday, it doesn't matter. You meant to drill him. You didn't mean to drill him. It doesn't matter. Everything going on, the last thing you do is drill the person in question right here who's in the middle of all this with the first pitch of the game. You're automatically gone. It's not a question. Yeah, I know you didn't mean to hit him. Whatever. I just told you not to hit him. And you hit him. You're a big leaguer. You got to have better control than that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And you know, it's interesting now how the game has evolved a little bit. Now, you know, the Padres decided, I think, and I've been wrestling a lot with this, Brett, because there's this thing that's happened in San Diego, and it's not only under Mike Schilt. It was under Andy Green. It was under Jace Tingler. It was under Bob Melvin, and it's now kind of under Mike Schilt as well, where there's been a lot of up and in, a lot of guys drilled, not a lot of, you know, retaliation. You know, you say eye for an eye. It always has been, always will be. You know, I think the Padres looked at last night and said, we got to win this baseball game first and foremost. Now, doesn't mean something can't happen today or won't happen today. Doesn't mean it won't happen in Washington. But I think, you know, at some point, Mike Schilt, he has talked about having a long memory. I file things away, but, you know, I don't know, man. Like, did you think maybe Major should have gone up and in, not up and in, or thrown at somebody's hip last night or something?
I think you hit it on the head. Our job as big league players is to win the game at all costs. Now, if one of my teammates has been wronged and he thinks he's wronged, we will take care of business. But you got to pick the right time and the right place. You win the game at all costs. Nothing interferes with that, the W's and the L's. It might be something. Here's my experience. I don't recall at all the managers I played for, and I played for a lot of great managers, the manager ever coming to a pitcher and say, I want somebody going down.
Yep.
Never remember that. I remember a bullpen, a veteran bullpen. Those are the guys that usually handle that. It's not a discussion. I never had a pitcher come up to me and say, Booney, I'm going to take care of this for you. It would just take care of itself. Those guys in the bullpen, they're down there for a reason. They're crazy people. And they don't have a lot to do during the game. And they throw coins and they have a good time out there.
Playing dice and whatnot.
That's what they do. They watch every game. They watch their players. They watch their team. They've got their back. I played where I had a bullpen with a Norm Charlton and a Jeff Nelson and an Arthur Rhodes. And they didn't tell me when they were going to drill somebody. But you knew, just using common sense, if something went down in a game, those guys were going to handle it. Once again, right time, right place. And it was unspoken. It was a nod. It was, if somebody would drill somebody, they'd kind of give me a look at second base, give me a wink like, we got your back. And it was never discussed. That's how I was brought up. That's how it always was going down. But you're right, Woodsy. When you say you got to win the game, absolutely you win the game at all costs. You never jeopardize winning a game to get even with an opponent. It could be, it might be next year in spring training on a backfield in a B game where somebody wears one and they kind of look at them like, yeah, that was for last year, right? Yeah. Okay. Now we're square.
Yeah.
And we move on and we play the game. But it will be taken care of somewhere.
I got a question for you, Booney. So as a veteran, talking about policing the game and doing it the old school right way, you know, and it will be taken care of. Does that ever actually have any effect? It's not like it's going to stop people from throwing inside. Other guys are going to get hit. Or is it just the emotional satisfaction that kind of a team needs to move on? It's the closure that allows you to kind of move on and then get your business done, get your job done, because someone on your team has taken care of it.
It is. It's the closure. It's weird. Like I said, it's like being out in the wilderness. This is how things rectify themselves. I remember I got a great quips. I'll keep it as quick as I can. I'm in Philadelphia, and this is in the mid-90s. A teammate of mine was Mark Portugal, great pitcher for the Houston Astros, came over to the Reds for a while. Well, he was pitching for Philly, and we were in town, and we'd been teammates a few years ago. We're in a blowout game. It's like 9-1 in the sixth. I get to first base. I'm in la-la land. I'm not even thinking about it. Nobody's holding me on. I steal second. Without even thinking about the situation of the game, I think Francona's managing. He's looking at me like, Booney, what are you doing? Larry Bowe is yelling at me. And I'm going, I felt like I wanted to crawl into a hole because I'm like, I didn't mean to do that. What am I doing? I know better than this. You know, and all I'm thinking is, oh, no, rain delay. Okay, we finished the game. I go over during the rain delay. I knock on the door. I see Terry. I say, I just want to apologize, man. I said, that is the last thing I would say. He goes, yeah, Booney, some people are pissed off in the Philly. I said, and they should be. I just want to let you know. It was like I blacked out. I didn't mean to steal. I'm not trying to. He knew, you know, by my sincerity. So Portugal's pitching the next day. And he calls me, and we go out and have a pop after the game. And he goes, Booney, do you realize the position you've put me in? I said, I do, Porch. I said, dude, just don't hit me in the head. He called me in the middle of the night. He says, I can't sleep. He goes, because I have to drill you tomorrow. And I said, and I'm ready for it. Just hit me in the ass or something. But, sorry, we're on
radio. No, you're good. Okay. Ass is fine. Good. Even Ben says ass.
And here's the thing. The next day, we got rained out. Never had to face them. Never had to face Portugal, and I don't think Philly ever got even with me. But that's how deep it goes. And Porch was a buddy of mine, a guy I respected. We went to battle many times. But that situation, even though he was convinced, he knew I meant nothing by it.
Yep.
He knew it was just a complete just miscalculation on my point. He knew I didn't mean to show anybody up. He, my good buddy, had to drill me. That's the way the game is.
That is such a fantastic story. Him sitting there losing sleep about it at night going,
I don't want to do this. Jeez, like, oh, it was just so awkward.
You don't mind necessarily getting hit if you don't know it's coming. If you know it's coming,
correct.
You're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Right.
Like, standing like there, I
gotta
hit
protect,
you.
Yes. You got to protect that elbow bone and that wrist, those ones that really hurt when it hits. It's like just, and you're trying to make sure it hits you in the flesh. But usually when you do that, it hits you like right on the tip of the elbow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It brings you to your knees. Unbelievable.
That's greatness, man. Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. So, look, the way that they're playing right now, that game last night, when they got down, you know, it certainly sucked the air out of me when they took the lead, then they gave it right back. But when they got it back at that point, Donovan Solano gets that knock, and next thing you know, Padres are rolling, cruising to victory. The grand slam for Profar was electric. I mean, the place, Booney, like, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. These guys, they expend a lot of energy to be, you know, a couple of games over 500, a couple of games below 500. Can this last? I mean, you can't play every game at this frenetic pace. I mean, at some point, a 9-1 blowout, either way, is going to be probably welcome for these guys. But it has just been hair on fire for the last couple of weeks for this team.
It's been awesome to watch. Two nights ago, you know, when they come back, what were they, down two, down three?
Three.
To come back and win that game was big enough. Then yesterday was like a movie. I mean, Profar's getting screamed at. Bench is kind of semi-clear, you know, push and shove. Machado has words with the catcher.
Yeah.
Seems to be like the adult talking to the youngster. We get it sorted out. Profar gets drilled, smiles, goes to first. Machado hits the first pitch out. Okay, that's storybook. But come on, Profar hits a grand slam.
Unreal.
It's like you're just adding to it. I think this team is good. I think they've always been good. It's just been a puzzling team to not only me, probably you and the city of San Diego,
yep,
with all the talent they've had, to play as average. I look at the National League. You know, I think there's two elite teams. I think there's Philly and then there's L.A. I think Atlanta and Milwaukee are in that second tier. And then everybody else is right there. Today, if the season ended, the Padres are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. But I think they've really underachieved as a roster. If I look at the talent, position by position, I think they've underachieved as a roster. Now, Yu Darvish, he had a setback elbow, went out for the hamstring. Now he's got an elbow. Musgrove, wait and see on him. Those two are going to be really pivotal. I mean, you've got to have those guys in your rotation, but the bullpen's been okay. And the guy at the end, Suarez, man, I'm watching this guy. It's like, this guy, you talk about a Bautista with the Orioles a year ago. You talk about Class A in Cleveland. This kid, Suarez, is about as the game's over as it is. And he's just pumping heaters. And it's like, here, see if you can hit it. And they can't. He's been unbelievable. I think 19 out of 20 or 20 out of 21. So they've got the pieces in place. I still think they got to go out and look for some pitching. They
yeah.
really do. But this National League is so vulnerable this year. And really.
It'd be exciting to see what's happened at Petco Park. Jackson Merrill actually said that an opponent came up to him and said, this is a ridiculous atmosphere. It is so electric at Petco Park. And, well, you know, it wasn't always that way, but it's become a pretty special place to play, to watch a game, and it's a whole lot of fun.
No, I've been to two games this year, and it's been like that electricity. And I'm sure right now it's rocking a lot more than those two games I went to. And it was electric then. So, you know, I've been to a few venues in my life. Safeco Field, at, you know, now T-Mobile in Seattle, during the early 2000s was unbelievable. Anytime I'd go to New York, especially in the postseason, Yankee Stadium, that's a different level. I think right now what you're seeing in Philadelphia, I mean, that place is electric. But I'm telling you, Petco's moving up the pecking order, and I think Petco's in that conversation for most electric venues right now. And it's pretty awesome to watch, especially because I'm so close to it being in San Diego.
Appreciate it, Booney, as always. Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And we were talking about that earlier, that maybe it kind of makes opposing teams get a little, I don't know, flustered's the word, but certainly they're not used to the kind of environment they've been playing in. And North County Doc tweeted in and said, yeah, I think you've hit it. The number one park in America, greatest city, greatest state, creates one of the greatest environments. But juxtaposed against the lack of a historic reputation for the Padres, it makes the opponents kind of unsettled when they come to Petco Park.
Yeah.
Because you kind of expect, you go to New York, you play the Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. But you're getting that kind of environment in San Diego against a well, not quite an historic team in the Padres.
Yeah, no question. And you know, look, it's when they play like that, with that much enthusiasm and that much fire, and that crowd gets going. I mean, look, it's not always that way. I was at the game on Saturday night, and they were winning pretty handily, and we had to tell people to get on their feet for the last out. Right. Still learning, right? But last night before, place was unreal.
All right, 1 hour to go. Woodsy's got his mock NBA draft coming up, as well as the Rindle Report. All
excuse
ahead.
Me?
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Got Brett Boone joining us on a Big League Wednesday. He will talk to us right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we're joined right now by Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports each week. And Woods, what makes great the baseball so great is you can take the same situation and everyone can have a different view on it.
Yeah.
We had Adam Jones on earlier, and he said He thought the umpires were correct not to eject Mackenzie Gore in that situation. Didn't think it was intentional. Why would he throw down at his feet? But if I was following his Twitter timeline correctly last night, Brett Boone thinks a little more like us, that it was almost a mandatory ejection that didn't happen. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Bank. No, not think like us. We think like the correct side of the ledger.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, Adam Jones, I love you. But at that point, it's not about intent. It's not about intent. When you're warned, and you're a big pitcher. And if it, to be honest with you, I looked at the pitch. It didn't look like he meant to hit it. It looked like he was about to win $1 billion, and they said, the only thing you can't do is hit him. And he hit him. That's my reaction. But at that point, this is the big leagues. It doesn't matter. You were warned 7 seconds ago.
Right.
You were not to hit the man in question on top of it. And you drill him. So it doesn't matter in that particular situation. It doesn't matter. You're out of the game. Period. Whether you meant to drill him or not, it doesn't matter. I just warned you. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I think it was ours too. And yeah, listen, I mean, if rules are rules and you're going to hand out warnings, I mean, it's like, Brett, you're a dad. I mean, how does that go over? Don't
yes,
do that.
I am,
you do
Woody.
It.
I am a father.
Yeah. And you know, hey, don't do that or you're going to get in trouble. And then they do it and you're like, oh, never mind. I don't think you meant to do it. Of course, it doesn't matter. Like, the rules are the rules.
It doesn't. I'll tell you, it's like the back and forth with, you know, this game I played for so long. It's like at a certain point, you know, hey, he didn't mean to hit you. Well, there's been 3 or 4 hit batters. At that point, it doesn't matter
right.
whether he meant to hit you. We are going to square this up. And sometimes I was the one that was going to wear one. And it's like, I understand that pitcher doesn't want to hurt me. There's not a personal thing between pitcher and myself. But it's just how we even the score. It's like being out. It's like being out in the wild. You know, it's like this is how nature takes care of things.
Yeah.
Well, our nature in the big leagues, this is how we take care of things. And it's an eye for an eye. Always has been. Always will be. It's a little bit different now because the umpires get more involved in a more swift sense. But at the end of the day, you're going to take care of business. And yesterday, it doesn't matter. You meant to drill him. You didn't mean to drill him. It doesn't matter. Everything going on. The last thing you do is drill the person in question right here who's in the middle of all this with the first pitch of the game. You're automatically gone. It's not a question. Yeah, I know you didn't mean to hit him. Whatever. I just told you not to hit him. And you hit him. You're a big leaguer. You got to have better control than that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And you know, it's interesting now how the game has evolved a little bit. Now, you know, the Padres decided, I think, and I've been wrestling a lot with this, Brett, because there's this thing that's happened in San Diego, and it's not only under Mike Schilt. It was under Andy Green. It was under Jace Tingler. It was under Bob Melvin, and it's now kind of under Mike Schilt as well, where there's been a lot of up and in, a lot of guys drilled, not a lot of, you know, retaliation. You know, you say eye for an eye. It always has been, always will be. You know, I think the Padres looked at last night and said, we got to win this baseball game, first and foremost. Now, doesn't mean something can't happen today or won't happen
right.
today. Doesn't mean it won't happen in Washington. But I think, you know, at some point, Mike Schilt, he has talked about having a long memory. I file things away, but, you know, I don't know, man. Like, did you think maybe Mazur should have gone up and in, not up and in, or thrown at somebody's hip last night or something?
I think you hit it on the head. Our job as big league players is to win the game at all costs. Now, if one of my teammates has been wronged and he thinks he's wronged, we will take care of business. But you got to pick the right time
yeah.
and the right place. You time win the game at all costs. Nothing interferes with that, the W's and the L's. It might be something. Here's my experience. I don't recall at all the managers I played for, and I played for a lot of great managers, the manager ever coming to a pitcher and say, I want somebody going down.
Yep.
Never remember that. I remember a bullpen, a veteran bullpen. Those are the guys that usually handle that. It's not a discussion. I never had a pitcher come up to me and say, Booney, I'm going to take care of this for you. It was, it would just take care of itself. Those guys in the bullpen, they're down there for a reason. They're crazy people. And they don't have a lot to do during the game. And they throw coins and they have a good time out there.
Playing dice and
whatnot. That's what they do. They watch every game. They watch their players. They watch their team. They've got their back. I played where I had a bullpen with a Norm Charlton and a Jeff Nelson and an Arthur Rhodes. And they didn't tell me when they were going to drill somebody. But you knew, just using common sense, if something went down in a game, those guys were going to handle it. Once again, right time, right place. And it was unspoken. It was a nod. It was if somebody would drill somebody, they'd kind of give me a look at second base, give me a wink like, we got your back. And it was never discussed. That's how I was brought up. That's how it always was going down. But you're right, Woodsy. When you say you got to win the game, absolutely you win the game at all costs. You never jeopardize winning a game to get even with an opponent. It might be next year in spring training on a backfield in a B game where somebody wears one and they kind of look at them like, yeah, that was for last year, right? Yeah. Okay. Now we're square.
Yeah.
And we move on and we play the game. But it will be taken care of somewhere.
I got a question for you, Booney. So as a veteran, talking about policing the game and doing it the old school right way, and it will be taken care of. Does that ever actually have any effect? It's not like it's going to stop people from throwing inside. Other guys are going to get hit. Or is it just the emotional satisfaction that kind of a team needs to move on? It's the closure that allows you to kind of move on and then get your business done, get your job done, because someone on your team has taken care of it.
It is. It's the closure. It's weird. Like I said, it's like being out in the wilderness. This is how things rectify themselves. I remember I got a great quicks. I'll keep it as quick as I can. I'm in Philadelphia, and this is in the mid-90s. A teammate of mine was Mark Portugal, great pitcher for the Houston Astros, came over to the Reds for a while. Well, he was pitching for Philly, and we were in town, and we'd been teammates a few years ago. We're in a blowout game. It's like 9-1 in the sixth. I get to first base. I'm in la-la land. I'm not even thinking about it. Nobody's holding me on. I steal second. Without even thinking about the situation of the game, I think Francona's managing. He's looking at me like, Booney, what are you doing? Larry Bowe is yelling at me. And I'm going, I felt like I wanted to crawl into a hole because I'm like, I didn't mean to do that. What am I doing? I know better than this. And all I'm thinking is, oh, no, rain delay. Okay, we finished the game. I go over during the rain delay. I knock on the door. I see Terry. I say, I just want to apologize, man. I said, that is the last thing I would say. He goes, yeah, Booney, some people are pissed off in the Philly. I said, and they should be. I just want to let you know. It was like I blacked out. I didn't mean to steal. I'm not trying to. He knew, by my sincerity. So Portugal's pitching the next day. And he calls me, and we go out and have a pop after the game. And he goes, Booney, do you realize the position you've put me in? I said, I do, Porch. I said, dude, just don't hit me in the head. He called me in the middle of the night. He says, I can't sleep. He goes, because I have to drill you tomorrow. And I said, and I'm ready for it. Just hit me in the ass or something. But, sorry, we're on
radio. No, you're good. Okay. Ass is fine. Good. Even Ben says ass.
And here's the thing. The next day, we got rained out. Never had to face him. Never had to face Portugal, and I don't think Philly ever got even with me. But that's how deep it goes. And Porch was a buddy of mine, a guy I respected. We went to battle many times. But that situation, even though he was convinced, he knew I meant nothing by it.
Yep.
He knew it was just a complete just miscalculation on my point. He knew I didn't mean to show anybody up. He, my good buddy, had to drill me. That's the way the game is.
That is such a fantastic story. Him sitting there losing sleep about it at night going,
I
don't
want
to do this.
Jeez, like, oh, it was just so awkward.
You don't mind necessarily getting hit if you don't know it's coming. If you know it's coming,
correct,
you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Right.
Like, standing
like
there,
I gotta protect
you.
Yes. You got to protect that elbow bone and that wrist, those ones that really hurt when it hits. It's like just, and you're trying to make sure it hits you in the flesh. But usually when you do that, it hits you like right on the tip of the elbow.
Oh, yeah.
It brings you to your knees. Unbelievable.
That's greatness, man. Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. So, I look, the way that they're playing right now, that game last night, when they got down, you know, it certainly sucked the air out of me when they took the lead, then they gave it right back. But when they got it back at that point, Donovan Solano gets that knock, and next thing you know, Padres are rolling, cruising to victory. The grand slam for Profar was electric. I mean, the place, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. These guys, they expend a lot of energy to be, you know, a couple of games over 500, a couple of games below 500. Can this last? I mean, you can't play every game at this frenetic pace. I mean, at some point, a 9-1 blowout either way is going to be probably welcome for these guys. But it has just been hair on fire for the last couple of weeks for this team.
It's been awesome to watch. Two nights ago, you know, when they come back, it was, what were they, down two, down three?
Three.
To come back and win that game was big enough. Then yesterday was like a movie. I mean, Profar's getting screamed at. Bench is kind of semi-clear, you know, push and shove. Machado has words with the catcher.
Yeah.
Seems to be like the adult talking to the youngster. We get it sorted out. Profar gets drilled, smiles, goes to first. Machado hits the first pitch out. Okay, that's storybook. But come on, Profar hits a grand slam.
Unreal.
It's like you're just adding to it. I think this team is good. I think they've always been good. It's just been a puzzling team to not only me, probably you and the city of San Diego,
yep,
with all the talent they've had, to play as average. I look at the National League. You know, I think there's two elite teams. I think there's Philly and then there's L.A. I think Atlanta and Milwaukee are in that second tier. And then everybody else is right there. Today, if the season ended, the Padres are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. But I think they've really underachieved as a roster. If I look at the talent, position by position, I think they've underachieved as a roster. Now, Yu Darvish, he had a setback elbow, went out for the hamstring. Now he's got an elbow. Musgrove, wait and see on him. Those two are going to be really pivotal. I mean, you've got to have those guys in your rotation, but the bullpen's been okay. And the guy at the end, Suarez, man, I'm watching this guy. It's like this guy, you talk about a Bautista with the Orioles a year ago. You talk about Class A in Cleveland. This kid, Suarez, is about as the game's over as it is. And he's just pumping heaters. And it's like, here, see if you can hit it. And they can't. He's been unbelievable. I think 19 out of 20 or 20 out of 21. So they've got the pieces in place. I still think they got to go out and look for some pitching. I really do. But this National League is so vulnerable this year, and really
be exciting to see what's happened at Petco Park. Jackson Merrill actually said that an opponent came up to him and said, "This is a ridiculous atmosphere. It is so electric at Petco Park." And well, you know, it wasn't always that way, but it's become a pretty special place to play, to watch a game, and it's a whole lot of fun.
No, I've been to two games this year, and it's been like that electricity. And I'm sure right now it's rocking a lot more than those two games I went to. And it was electric then. So, you know, I've been to a few venues in my life. Safeco Field, at, you know, now T-Mobile in Seattle, during the early 2000s was unbelievable. Anytime I'd go to New York, especially in the postseason, Yankee Stadium, that's a different level. I think right now what you're seeing in Philadelphia, I mean, that place is electric. But I'm telling you, Petco's moving up the pecking order, and I think Petco's in that conversation for most electric venues right now. And it's pretty awesome to watch, especially because I'm so close to it being in San Diego.
Appreciate it, Booney. As always, take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys.
Thank you. Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And we were talking about that earlier, that maybe it kind of makes opposing teams get a little, I don't know, flustered's the word, but certainly they're not used to the kind of environment they've been playing in. And North County Doc tweeted in and said, yeah, I think you've hit it. The number one park in America, greatest city, greatest state, creates one of the greatest environments. But juxtaposed against the lack of a historic reputation for the Padres, it makes the opponents kind of unsettled when they come to Petco Park.
Yeah.
Because you kind of expect, you go to New York, you play the Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. But you're getting that kind of environment in San Diego against a well, not quite an historic team in the Padres.
Yeah, no question. And you know, look, it's when they play like that, with that much enthusiasm and that much fire, and that crowd gets going. I mean, look, it's not always that way. I was at the game on Saturday night, and they were winning pretty handily, and we had to tell people to get on their feet for the last out. Right. Still learning, right? But last night, night before, the place was unreal.
All right, 1 hour to go. Woodsy's got his mock NBA draft coming up, as well as the Rindle Report. All
Excuse
ahead.
Me?
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.